to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the ram in the ram, a lam, a ding, dong? Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the dip in the dip, the dip, the dip? Who was that man? Shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. When my baby heard bum, 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 every word went straight into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she meant we never have to part.
And you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here with you. On the show this week, we have the next segment of the Great Transformers websites, and that's going to be a secret until you, well, actually, if you're on the homepage, you already know. So it's Rob's Transformers page, so there. I left the cat out of the bag. It was suffocating in there. But I wanted to mention a couple things here, some plugs. I want to mention the 2000 Flags, which is, it's kind of like the, it actually is the G.I. Joe equivalent of the Trannies, and, there's a link to that on the homepage. I love G.I. Joe. I'm not into it like I used to be, but, it's pretty neat, you know. G.I. Joe's cool. In a way, it's better than the Transformers. The comic was a lot better. Infinitely better. The toys, you know, it's arguable. I think the toys are cooler. The show is about the same. You know, they had Cold Slither. We had Blasters Blues. Cold Slither was fun, though. But there's a link to that on the homepage. Yeah, I like this. It's neat. Also, I wanted to mention, I'm actually going through my email right now looking for it. I have a terrible memory. Also, I was asked to mention, okay, the set of tech specs. It's a database, for the Palm OS. That's pretty cool. And there is a link to that on the homepage. I got that from Thaddeus Cult. I'll make sure to have a link there on the homepage. This page is the Transformations and Deceptions, and check that out. It's, if you have, for all you people with Palm Pilots or Handspring Visors out there. And I think that's it. On the show this week, we have the ATT Buzz, that segment there. I'm going to try to manage a one of those bad dubbed lines of the week, but no promises. But sorry for the show being late, by the way. I'm just busy. It sucks being me, but you know, everybody's like that sometimes. Next week is BotCon. It's actually this weekend. Next week's show will be BotCon, of course. And we're going to try to get all sorts of stuff. I'm only going to be there on Saturday, which means that that we'll have probably the G1 voice actors panel on the show. And I guess I'll do one big show and have the Beast Wars voice panel up too. That's a pretty big show right there. We'll have the week after, probably, or maybe I can manage it on that same show. It's going to take me a while to encode all this stuff and edit it. But we'll have reactions from the show floor. I'll try to discuss Transformers and stuff with people. If, you know, try not to get too geeky. I'm not the geekiest person on Earth. Yeah, I am. You know, I'll have my thoughts of BotCon. Who knows, it may get crazy, because a friend of mine's insane, and he's going to be there. He doesn't even like Transformers that much. He just wanted to meet Jax. Hey, Jax, if you're out there, my friend wanted to meet you. Hopefully I'll be able to meet all the RFC listeners out there. go to the message board and give me a description of yourself or something, so that, you know, I'll know who you are when I see you. Really, that's about it that I can think of. We really need to get the show underway, and we're going to start things off this week with the ATT Buzz.
I've never seen anything this beautiful in the entire galaxy. All right, give me the bomb.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, the last buzz before BotCon. And this buzz has a bunch of news, because a lot of news has happened in the last week or so, appropriately and probably, coincidentally, right before BotCon. Makes it even more interesting. The con was going to be kind of boring, because as far as news goes, it really wasn't news for most of the fandom. We've already seen Car Robots, and Robots in Disguise was basically the only thing going that was new. And even with Robots in Disguise being new, it appears that, a new toy line is a new toy line. And it creates excitement no matter what. Even if most of us, or a good number of us, have already seen it in one form or another. Heck, last year, Car Robots was all over the place. This year, they're going to be all over the place, just in different boxes and in different packaging. And actually, now that reports are coming out from people who have bought Robots in Disguise all over the country, it seems that the initial wave, like all new Transformer toy lines, when they come out, the stores, the buyers, buy into the hype. They put in major orders, and we get an initial flood. No matter how good or bad the line will do, ultimately, that first wave, that first purchase by all the merchandisers, all the retailers, is always big. And you have no problem picking up toys when they first ship. Trust me. And it looks it. Robots in Disguise is no different. Everybody's finding them all over the place. And it appears that those toys are very different from their Japanese counterparts. The paint schemes are similar, although even on the Spy Changers, it appears that some of the details have been enhanced or changed. It's not just Autobot symbol slapped on every once in a while on the toy. Right down to the plastic. The plastic's different. Not only is the color different, it seems like the grade is different. Not better, not worse, just different. That's not surprising. American and Japanese companies, Takara and Hasbro, use different grades of plastic all the time. They always have, it seems. And Robots in Disguise is doing that. Now, I'm not going to pick them up. The toys, I still haven't changed my position. Heck, I've got a complete line of Car Robots, and I'm not the kind of collector that's going to buy any of the old Car Robot molds just because they're in Robots in Disguise packaging, which I think sucks. It's kind of bland. It's not my cup of tea. But, and trilingual packaging, which strikes me as cheap. But Hasbro's in cost-cutting mode. I understand that. I mean, it's better to cut costs right now than get into the mess that Takara got themselves in, or Sega, going off topic. You can't dig yourself that deep in debt just based on being nice to the fans or going with your intuition or trying to be groundbreaking and innovative the entire time. I mean, we'd all like to do that. We'd all like to put out the best product that we can, but sometimes you've got to toe the line. You've got to pull back. You've got to collect yourself. You've got to pay the bills, and Hasbro sees that. Give them credit. Right now, Robots in Disguise is almost guaranteed to make them a profit because so much of the work has already been done for them, and that's smart. They're a big toy company. They're big boys, just like Takara. You don't have to cry for them. They know what they're doing. They're out to make money, and that brings me to ATT and the first thread of the week. It was kind of interesting. It was about BotCon, or at least it started out as BotCon. It started out as a claim that Spooky had BotCon exclusives on eBay. I don't know if he did or not, because I don't want to know. I don't even want to be near anything that could tip me off to what the exclusives are. I want to be surprised. One of the best things of last year's BotCon was ApeLink, because he was a complete surprise, and I don't want that kind of feeling ruined this year. I was one of the lucky ones who didn't get spoiled, who didn't read ATT for a week before BotCon and get spoiled at the Shokurak and the Rampage repaint. I'm not going to do that again. I'm probably not going to read ATT after Monday or Tuesday. That's just the way it's going to go. But, as I was saying, this thread started out with a claim about the exclusives, but it turned into a much more interesting debate over whether or not we can criticize 3H and BotCon the same way you can Hasbro. And it's not really an issue that can be answered. It's not a question that has an answer. But you can argue a few points. Okay, before you can debate whether or not 3H can be criticized and bashed, just like Takara and Hasbro are so often and so easily on the news groups, you've got to understand what 3H is and what they are. They're not Hasbro. They're not Takara. They're not on the same level as those two. They don't have the same purpose. They weren't born of the same reasons. They'll never be those two companies. They'll never really be a true company in the same way those two are. But by that same token, they are not just fans. The comic they put together is not just a random piece of fan fiction. It carries more weight. It's not, BotCon is not just a get-together totally for fans or sponsored by fans, encased in the fandom. It's grown to be more. Hasbro sends representatives. We have celebrities that come in. It's a grown from what it was. And originally what it was probably just a fan-made, fan-sponsored, for-fan get-together. It's not that anymore, really, to be honestly. It's still small scale, relatively speaking. It's not the growing, hideous, stinking monster that most anime and Star Trek conventions are. Not that I'm complaining it isn't, but it's not. And by that same token, it's a little bit more. With Hasbro's involvement, Hasbro's approval, which makes 3H's media, comic book included, and all the BotCon exclusives, logos, likenesses, all that goes through Hasbro. Hasbro approves it. Hasbro puts their okay stamp on it, which means, on some level, it is official Hasbro merchandise. On some level, if only because they accepted it, they put their name by it, saying it was okay by them. No other random piece of fan fiction or fan art that's also sold at BotCon, it seems, has that. Because Hasbro doesn't either feel the need to strictly enforce their copyrights, or they just don't care, because it's not the same. It's not on the same scale as BotCon. It doesn't have the power, the pull, the influence that BotCon has. And by that token, 3H has risen above normal Joe fan. Now, should they be criticized, or can they be criticized? Sure. Bottom line, I don't think anybody should be deified or above criticism. I don't think anybody should be bashed for no reason, if only because they are who they are. And I see that all the time. Hasbro on news groups gets trashed and thrashed for no reason. In fact, 90% of the criticism from Hasbro at Hasbro, directed at Hasbro from fans on ATT, seems to be because they're Hasbro. They suck because of who they are. And Takara, by the same reason, is praised. They rule. They know what they're doing. They invented Transformers, which is a lie. They're Takara, therefore, they are good. Hasbro bad, Takara good. That's it. No reasons given. But I don't see any reason with criticizing either one of the companies or praising either one of the companies, which should be done. They deserve both. But give reasons. Same thing with 3H. Yes, they're fans, but they're more than fans. If you don't like something that they're doing, you can criticize them. You don't have to keep your mouth shut. Just give reasons. Give specific reasons and argue it with intelligence and literacy. Those two things are lacking on ATT. You never see them, really, as far as criticism goes. People bash 3H because they think the toys have dumb names, or even because BotCon is too stacked. It's too crammed in the 2 days. I'm in that group. I'll criticize them for that. They deserve a little bit of criticism in terms of scheduling and going beyond maybe what they're capable of doing constructively over the course of 2 days and one night. But I can do that if I'm mature about it, if I'm honest about it, if I give reasons and I accept their counterpoints. That's it. That's called debate. ADT needs to learn how to do it right. And finally, to wrap up the last buzz before BotCon, some criticism bashing for Chikara. And I do have a big reason for it, a legitimate reason, and at the same time it's big and small. It's about the PVC Chasers. Now, when I first, before Act 1, heard and realized that there were going to be Chaser figures, I understood it. I don't think I really liked it or disliked it. I was kind of apathetic to it because I understand what it was. For Japanese retail prices, PVCs are basically trading cards. For the price, for the intent, they're like sports trading cards, baseball cards, football cards, whatever. And in that industry, chasing after rare chasers is a tradition, so to speak, a plague for most, but it does what it's supposed to do. It bumps sales, not kids' sales, but usually fat, bald, sweaty, 30-year-old men sales. They go through the roof looking for that one gold-plated card, or in this case, an Optimus Prime with his stomach blown out. I don't mind it, really, but with Act 3, I do mind it. I think they've gone too far. At first, the Chasers in and of themselves having two different figures in an act as a chase figure is walking the tight line, but I think it is on the line. I don't think it's over the top. I don't think it's too much, but making Fort Max a chaser, essentially making one act have four chasers, one of which, the colored Fort Max, who cares about the clear Fort Max, the colored Fort Max, a legitimately nice figure, one that could carry the entire act, and probably did for a lot of people, including me, when they saw the pictures of Act 3, said to themselves, wow, Fort Max, that looks great. He's twice as big as the other figures. A piece of him comes in each box in a case. That's going to be fun. That's going to be great to have. That is why I'm buying, for the most part, this entire act, this case. He's the reason. And to turn around and make him a chase figure with seemingly no forewarning, and if anything, just cryptic messages along with the PR, then all of a sudden just hoisting this on us, that's wrong. I don't like it. I think Takara dropped the ball big time on this. They were fumbling around with it at first with the chase figures in and of themselves, but now that Fort Max is a chase figure, I don't think so. I think Takara has gone a little too far, although in the past, they've gone too far, and they've gone overboard with the repaints. Now they're going crazy with Act 3, which is Chase Figure City, and it's basically killed my optimism for any kind of enjoyment out of Act 3, let alone Act 4, which is just rehashes, and they even admit that it's rehashes. It's a quote-unquote greatest hits line. Yay. But see, I just criticized the car. Now I can praise them for their car robot toys, which I loved for the most part. But I just gave them a good tongue-lashing because they deserve it for Fort Max. Reasons, people. Debate. It's healthy. It's happy. It keeps the world going. That's the ATT Buzz. See you after BotCon. I am John DeLuna.
And thank you there, John. Sitting here eating a fortune cookie I got from the Chinese restaurant that they built near my house. Well, you know, near my house, not in my house. Wish it was in my house, but it's, you know, near my house. Too bad. Patience is the key to joy. Lucky numbers 3, 6, 12, 34, 36, 42. I suppose so. Learn Chinese. Watermelon. Jiegua. So if you're ever in China, like Wheeze is, if you're listening out there, Wheeze, when you want watermelon, Zigua. Okay. Like I said, BotCon is this weekend, and hopefully I'll have like a little BotCon diary type deal going on. Probably from early in the morning to till I get back. I don't know. I haven't really decided yet. Coming up now, though, on Radio Free Cybertron, we have the great Transformers websites.
Hi, this is Larry DiTilio, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
this week's entry in the truly great Transformers websites, or I guess the subtitle to that is Sites That Do Not Suck, is, well, let me just say this. I've been going back over the site to do some research here, and I caught myself reading it for the past hour and a half. You know, I know that sounds sad, but, you know, it's truly a great site. It's Rob's Transformers page from the Electric Escape. Yes, you can go there at digiserve.com/eescape/tf/capital Transformers, that's with a capital T, transformers.shtml, or of course there is going to be a link on the homepage. Oh boy. Now, this is, you know, there's a lot of definitives out there, like Rick Baca has what some people, you know, I would say is like the definitive Transformers episode guide. Well, Rob here has the definitive toy lists, the definitive comic guide, one of, if not the definitive Japanese episode guides. He's just got tons of stuff. On the website is, and most of this is, you know, by order of how he lists it on the site. I really don't have time to actually go through here and decide what is and what is not deserving of being mentioned. So I'm just going to go over here. On Rob's site, he has fan fiction. Now, Rob is a good writer, and if that tells you anything, if this tells you, he's the best fanfic writer ever, according to the 2000 trannies and the 99 trannies, I believe, and yada yada yada, and so on and so forth. Like I said, he has the definitive toy list on his site. He has every toy ever released. He also has the Transformers variation list by M. Cipher, the complete American variants list by Fred's Workshop, and he also has Raksha's Transformers artifacts list on the site. He has the Transformers comic guide. It's just the comic guide. It was used at least in part in the Cybertronian Transformers recognition guide by Doug Glenn, and if you want that, I mentioned that in a review a couple weeks ago. You can look in the archive for that. You know, it's just a great guide. You know, it covers everything. I have it resting on my hard drive, and I don't save a lot of text stuff on my hard drive. I usually just, you know, go and read it online. You know, I'm lazy about saving stuff, but I actually saved this, if that tells you anything. Also on his site is the he has a collection of Transformers related news articles from various news outlets. Also on the site are BotCon reports from each and every BotCon, several actually from different people. I see a Raksha on there, Steve Stonebreaker, Ben Yee, M. Cipher, Phil Zeman, Zippo, Scylla, Recharge, Thylacine 2000, Hooper X, lots of people. Several of them, like I said, from BotCon 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. I'm certain there'll be one there for 2001. Okay, also, and this is actually, I should have mentioned this first, because to me it's the coolest thing on the site, are the trannies. Yes, the annual Transformers Awards, which are, of course, written, hosted, and everything, you know, Rob does every single bit of the trannies. It's amazing. The trannies are larger than any piece of fan fiction that I've ever written. I can just imagine how much work goes into those. He has the trannies there, going back to 96 is when they started, up to 2000, And those are just a hoot. Even the one that the Fembots, even the one, you know, even that one, who, you know. Also on the site is the Transformers the Movie, MST, which is done by Rob M. Cipher, and I don't remember the other person. It's three people doing the MSTs. But if those of you who've been to BotCon, you know, you've seen it. He also has Neil Davidson's fonts on the site. And the BotCon 98 script reading, that's a hoot, too. And when you go to the site, one thing you'll notice is that Rob is a big Mac aficionado. And, you know, nobody's perfect. So, but Rob's page is very, very cool. You'll want to go there. And in a fair world, Rob's site would be the biggest Transformers site out there, or one of them. I think that's really the whole point of this segment. It's, we're trying to pick out what the sites that do the most for the fans and the sites that really excel in their area. And generally, we try to get sites that, while not necessarily unknown, they're maybe forgotten by the new fans out there, because there are new fans out there all the time, and they're drawn to these sites that are pretty and flashy, have message boards. But, you know, as fans, they really want information, and that's what Rob's site has in tons and spades. There's lots of it. So if you want to waste several days, you can go to Rob's site. The link's on the homepage, and tune in next week for another site, which will unusually be a .com. Yeah, a .com. I didn't expect many of those to be on here, but next week's is. So tune in for that.
Transformers! It's the evil Decepticons, set to transform into dangerous robots. But first, they'll have to battle the heroic Autobots. They're
robots in disguise.
Transformers Generation 2, Autobot cars and Decepticon jets each sold separately.
Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have the bad-dubbed Japanese line of the week, which is being changed a bit. It's kind of hard for me to pick out good one-liners anymore. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a dubbed episode and I'm going to condense it down to 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to try to get the highlights and the main action sequences, which are just excruciatingly bad. But hopefully you'll enjoy them. This week is Six Night the Wanderer, which has been butchered into Six Shot the Vagabond. Take a listen.
Six Shot the Vagabond.
Who is that?
Show yourself.
There he is.
Huh? Who the devil are you?
I am only a vagabond.
How did you manage to evade the radar tracking system and get in here without any of us noticing it?
That's not difficult at all. Your system is no good.
How dare you humiliate us?
Let's teach him a lesson.
I understand how bad you must feel to be humiliated in public like that.
Yes, it's embarrassing.
But if you defeat the Power Master from Cybertown, then your honor will be restored.
The Power Master? From Cybertown?
Yes, and his name is Optimus Prime. He's the most powerful of the Autobots.
Optimus Prime.
Well, if you need any help, my friend, just tell us.
No need. I can take care of him on my own.
Transform!
Well, that seemed to really get him going, and I bet he's gone to look for Optimus Prime right now.
Let's hope he can defeat him. Then we'll be rid of our top enemy without raising a finger.
Optimus Prime!
How are things?
It's not good. Hook us there now.
Right. Power Master! Transform! Head on!
Well, this is all you Autobots can do. I'm amazed. You're nothing to me.
Wait!
Huh?
Optimus Prime!
Huh? Optimus Prime?
Good job you're here.
Siren, are you all right?
Hook! Look after Siren!
Yeah. So you're the Power Master, Optimus Prime?
Yes, that's right, I am.
You should consider yourself very lucky, Optimus Prime, that you have a Super Life Form Robot Warrior as an opponent today.
Super Life Form Robot Warrior?
I've been searching the universe for somebody who is equal in my powers, someone I can fight with. And so far, I haven't been able to find that opponent. I have never been defeated. You'll know when you see my six. Hey, you don't want her dead in Serenus was at once.
Oh no.
That's very clever of you, Bombburst.
Of course, I have a good brain.
She's pretty, isn't she, this little thing?
Wait, what are you doing?
She's mine. Leave her alone.
Oh no, she... Mine! What's wrong with you? Fight back!
You want to win, don't you? So just carry on. Hit me as much as you want to.
So now I know why. You're not fighting back because you're concerned. For a worthless human being, you're a real fool, Optimus Prime.
A worthless human being?
That's right. You keep out of this, do you hear me? Simpson, we're just trying to help you, that's all. You let the girl go right now. Otherwise, I'll make holes in your heads.
Oh.
Okay, yes.
Power Master! Transform!
Right. Now watch my six formations.
Come on, energy!
Just one!
Earth energy! Soul energy! Oh.
Call it quits, shall we?
But how did you manage that?
Because I'm a human being.
Yes, that was bad, but let me tell you this. The Japanese star, Singapore dub things, whatever you want to call them, they make Master Force watchable. Master Force in its native language is 10 trillion times worse. I mean, at least there is some sort of humor value to the dubs. The only value that you get from, you know, Master Force, is the Japanese, is like not having to pay Jack Kevorkian to come kill you. Master Force is bad. Very bad. And on that note, it's the end of the show this week. I'm going to end things off this week with some music from a friend of mine. The group is called Elegant Honkies, and the song is called Lamborghini.
Go! be a soldier.